What if the very mechanism designed to protect you is slowly killing you? Jay's muscles were disappearing, his neck weakening, his body waging war against itself. Doctors eventually diagnosed necrotizing autoimmune myopathy. His immune system had turned traitor, attacking his own tissue. Jay's story isn't just medical drama. It's a window into the modern health crisis. The same inflammatory response that once saved our ancestors from infections and injuries now fuels heart disease, cancer, diabetes, depression, and dementia. This hidden inflammation, a silent fire smoldering beneath the surface, connects diseases that seem unrelated, revealing a common thread running through nearly every chronic condition plaguing our world. For centuries, inflammation was understood only by its visible signs: heat, redness, swelling, pain. But beneath these obvious markers lies something far more insidious. In 1845, Rudolf Virchow challenged ancient medical dogma, shifting focus from bodily fluids to cells themselves. Decades later, Russian zoologist Ilya Metchnikoff watched transparent starfish larvae and witnessed wandering cells consuming foreign particles. He'd discovered phagocytes, cellular defenders that devour invaders. Yet these protectors exact a price. When inflammation becomes chronic rather than acute, when the fire never fully extinguishes, these same defenders begin destroying the very tissues they're meant to protect. Imagine your immune system as a vigilant neighborhood watch. Normally, it patrols quietly, responding decisively to threats before standing down. But what happens when the alarm never stops ringing? When the watch becomes paranoid, attacking innocent bystanders? This is autoimmunity, the body's horror story where self becomes enemy. For decades, scientists refused to believe antibodies could harm their host. Paul Ehrlich coined horror autotoxicus to express this impossibility. Yet macrophages, ignored for half a century, turned out to be everywhere: blood vessels, fat tissue, brain. These ancient defenders, seated before birth and self-renewing, were permanent residents with enormous influence. Modern inflammation isn't a battle with clear enemies, it's a negotiation gone wrong. As infections yielded to heart disease as leading killers, inflammation transformed from obvious and acute to hidden and chronic. In 1969, cardiologist Peter Libby discovered Rudolf Virchow had suggested in 1858 that inflammation drove heart disease. For over a century, medicine viewed atherosclerosis as simple plumbing. Libby's laboratory revealed endothelial cells transforming into inflammatory agents when exposed to cytokines. Macrophages gobbled LDL cholesterol until they became bloated foam cells that actively inflamed arteries, recruiting more immune cells and weakening vessel walls. Harvard cardiologist Paul Ridker proved this with 20,000 healthy physicians. Men with the highest C-reactive protein levels were 3 times more likely to suffer heart attacks, even without high cholesterol. The inflammation came first, years before symptoms appeared. In 1863, Virchow found white blood cells in tumors and theorized chronic inflammation preceded cancer. Science dismissed this for over a century. The truth? Cancer hijacks inflammation for growth. Harold Dvorak's 1986 landmark paper revealed tumors as wounds that do not heal, continuously exploiting immune responses. Macrophages that should destroy cancer become traitors, comprising half the tumor's mass and helping it grow. The protein NFB orchestrates this betrayal, activating hundreds of cancer-promoting genes. At least a quarter of cancers originate from chronic inflammation: heartburn causing esophageal cancer, inflammatory bowel disease raising colon cancer risk, chronic hepatitis triggering liver cancer. The CANTOS trial provided definitive proof. Targeting inflammation reduced heart attacks and strokes by 15%, cancer deaths by 50%, and lung cancer by 75%. In the early 1990s, researchers discovered obese mice's fat tissue produced inflammatory cytokines from macrophages lodged within. In obese individuals, over half the cells in fat tissue are immune cells. Excess fat is a bona fide immune organ. overstuffed fat cells risk rupture, spilling toxic contents that trigger meta-inflammation, a smoldering metabolic fire affecting the entire body. Subcutaneous fat, padding thighs and arms, is largely harmless, even protective. But visceral fat, deep abdominal fat surrounding organs, is metabolically deadly, hosting the most macrophages, producing the most cytokines, and correlating with diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and premature death. Eli Metchnikoff, who discovered phagocytes, coined gerontology in 1903, recognizing macrophages as both defenders and aging contributors. Italian geriatrician Luigi Ferrucci later discovered elevated IL-6 levels predicted future disability, coining inflammaging, the hidden inflammation of old age. Inflammation actively drives aging. Body fat migrates to inflammatory visceral regions, sex hormones decline, and biological debris accumulates. Senescent cells, aged cells that stop dividing but refuse to die, become inflammatory factories throughout the body. In 1906, Alois Alzheimer identified unusual protein deposits and activated microglia in a patient's brain. Nearly all Alzheimer's genes relate to innate immunity that transforms microglia from protective to pathological. The inflammation-brain connection extends beyond dementia. Illness behaviors, fatigue, social withdrawal, reduced appetite mirror depression symptoms. Higher inflammatory markers appear in depressed individuals, with severity correlating linearly with inflammation levels. Brain imaging reveals body inflammation directly affects mood-regulating regions, suppressing serotonin, destroying neural connections, and inhibiting new brain cell formation. Carey eventually developed type 2 diabetes, now recognized as both metabolic and immunological, where inflammatory molecules from fat tissue cause insulin resistance, while cytokines destroy insulin-producing pancreatic cells. Your digestive tract spans an area comparable to a small apartment, an extensive border constantly monitored by your innate immune system. Food isn't just fuel, it's information that triggers inflammatory or anti-inflammatory responses while shaping trillions of gut microbes. This microbiome functions like a vital organ with metabolic capacity exceeding your liver's, containing more cells and genes than your human cells. The intestines house your body's largest reservoir of macrophages, which must coexist with beneficial bacteria while eliminating threats. Unlike macrophages elsewhere, intestinal ones are trained for tolerance, dampening inflammation through molecular communication with gut microbes. Jeffrey Gordon's 2004 experiments revealed that obesity could be transmitted through gut microbes. Transferring microbes from obese mice to lean ones made recipients fat. Scientists linked microbial imbalance, dysbiosis, to obesity, heart disease, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, cancer, and neurological diseases. Ansel Keys' 1950s seven-country study revealed that Japanese and Mediterranean populations had low heart disease despite different diets, while Finnish loggers had Europe's highest rates despite physical fitness. The difference? Saturated fats from butter, cheese, and meat versus unsaturated fats from olive oil, fish, nuts, and seeds. Modern research confirms saturated fats trigger inflammation by increasing IL-6, CRP, and TNF, while reducing gut microbial diversity and allowing bacterial toxins into the bloodstream. Unsaturated fats from plant foods combat chronic inflammatory diseases. Olive oil lowers cholesterol and inflammation through polyphenols that inhibit inflammatory enzymes. Nuts protect against chronic disease, especially when replacing animal products and refined carbohydrates. Omega-3 fats promote anti-inflammatory effects in macrophages, decreasing inflammatory cytokines while boosting protective ones. Unsaturated fats from intact plant foods act as prebiotics, nourishing gut microbes that produce beneficial short-chain fatty acids. Plants produce phytochemicals as defense mechanisms that uniquely benefit human health. Cruciferous vegetables contain isothiocyanates that remove toxins, prevent DNA damage, and kill cancer cells. Polyphenols, creating vibrant colors in produce, cacao, coffee, and wine, act as powerful antioxidants while regulating inflammatory proteins like NFBK. Most polyphenols reach the colon functioning as prebiotics. Salicylic acid, the compound in aspirin, exists naturally in fruits, vegetables, herbs, and spices. People eating plant-centered diets maintain blood levels comparable to low-dose aspirin therapy without side effects. Spices serve as both flavor enhancers and powerful medicines. Ginger combats muscle pain, arthritis, diabetes, fatty liver, nausea, and migraines. Turmeric contains curcumin, which inhibits numerous inflammatory pathways targeted by pharmaceutical drugs without serious side effects. Traditional diets' therapeutic effects stem from fiber quantity and diversity. Ancient hunter-gatherers and modern populations with low chronic disease rates consume around 100 grams of fiber daily, far exceeding Western averages. High fiber intake shapes the microbiome, producing short-chain fatty acids that regulate immunity and inflammation. The Eat Lancet Commission united 37 scientists from 16 countries to address the urgent link between human health and environmental sustainability. Climate change threatens food production while altering food itself. Rising carbon dioxide increases plant sugars while diluting other nutrients. The 2019 report identified food as our best weapon against both disease and environmental destruction. The planetary health plate consists of 50% vegetables and fruits, with whole grains, legumes, nuts, and plant fats filling the remainder, while animal foods are limited to sustainable levels. This pattern closely resembles what Ansel Keys observed in the Mediterranean, the same diet managing inflammation and promoting health. Eating to prevent hidden inflammation restores balance in our internal and external ecosystems, forestalling chronic disease while preventing environmental catastrophe. With proper care, many children born in the 21st century may reach 100 years with vitality. The choice is clear: continue fueling the silent fire within, or embrace the wisdom that healing ourselves and healing our planet are inseparable acts of the same profound transformation.